All right, folks, welcome back. Let's talk about data centers. What are they for? Who's building them? Why do we have to pay for them? These are questions nobody's even tried to answer. They haven't made the argument. They haven't explained why. If they cost us nothing and were being gifted to us, and the billionaires are paying out of their own pocket to benefit our communities, I still would say reject it with all you've got. I still would be resolutely against these monstrosities, these giant digital panopticon prison walls being built everywhere. It's the only reason they could possibly be useful, to build out the digital prison to handle all of the data necessary for surveilling and manipulating you at the cellular level for all of time. That's it. That's the only excuse. But not only are these things being imposed upon us against our will, we're having to pay for it. It would be bad enough if it was all beneficial to us, if it was all just investment of other people's money into our community. It's our money being used by other people to build a monstrosity that we don't want in our communities to be used to enslave and surveil us and probably make a ton of money that will go directly to the people who aren't paying for it, but do have the government connections to force you to pay for it, and in some cases, take your house to pay for it. Let's go to clip number one here. The government is preparing to seize homes and land using eminent domain to build these data centers. Let's watch.
Hey, you guys, my name's Ansley. I live in Coweta County, Georgia. I wanted to come out here and show you guys firsthand what is happening to our county. So as you can see behind me, we have these power lines. Georgia Power is going to expand these lines to support power to the data center. What they're doing to homeowners is they're taking their homes. This is my childhood home behind me. It is being taken by force by Georgia Power. Homeowners in this county do not have a choice. It is called eminent domain, and they will take it.
So that's Ansley Garden. Hey, your house is unfortunately where they want a giant digital panopticon to go. So, you know, it's not like the government's there to protect your rights. The government's there to serve the ruthless multinational industrialists, obviously. Let's go to clip three here. They want to turn this 1,800-acre farmstead into a total project footprint. 1,800 acres total project footprint of gorgeous untouched land will, I believe, be replaced with solar panels. I think solar panels are going up here. Let's go to clip number three. They want to turn this into 750 acres of solar panels. Oh, man, there are going to be so many solar panels there. They're going to poison that land forever. Nothing will grow on it after that. But hey, at least they'll get, you know, the same amount of power you get from a, you know, backyard generator and a can of gasoline. But hey, why not destroy 750 pristine farmland acres to put down your dumbass, ugly, poisonous solar panels that don't even work. Let's go to clip number four here. This is the state of upstate New York right now. Let's watch.
What have I
We're losing our country, it says. Oh, there are the solar panels.
My sweetest friend.
Oh, thank goodness we have all of these solar panels.
Everyone I know,
you know, if we didn't take over all this massive arable land to put solar panels, we'd have to get the energy elsewhere, like burning, you know, half a ton of coal. But no, we'd rather sacrifice everything we have for the unbelievably retarded scheme of climate change, which is the only reason solar panels are even popular at this point, but are being completely ignored as they rush to build these indescribably huge data centers. Let's go to clip 11 here. It's from Marissa Hansen. This is what it sounds like living next to a data center. Let's watch. Home sweet home. I mean, it was your home before they eminent domained it and sold it to BlackRock so they could build the Israeli panopticon here. Palantir coming online soon. And
do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer, even salesmen. I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something, I think it's great, and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that, found some, was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
Welcome back, folks. I want to go to clip 15 here. Thomas Massie is apparently struggling for support. It's not a sure thing that he's going to win, which really goes to show you how effective the media campaign against him has been. Considering the fact, if you watch the Tucker Carlson interview, he talks about the fact that even after Trump had come out against him in the previous election, he still won with like 75-80% of the vote. So this isn't about Trump opposing him. This is about the concerted effort by Miriam Adelson, Paul Singer, and a bunch of other Israeli firsters to oust, you know, an inconvenient barrier to their ubiquitous support in the American Congress. And there's something almost offensive about how blatant they're being with this, because if these people just even had the most vague respect for the American people, they would put more effort into disguising their participation. But it's pretty blatant. It's pretty open. It's basically Thomas Massie went against Israel, so Israel will destroy him and get somebody else elected. And they're you know, pretty open about that. It's not exactly a secret what's motivating them. Thomas Massie is like the ideal candidate. He's proven himself capable in Congress of representing his constituents' interests. And yet it is a very telling fact that by controlling Fox News, you control the boomers. And you can get them to hate somebody who is sacrificed and fought for them and in favor of somebody who might not even exist. We're not even sure his opposition exists at this point. He got caught using AI to write a Mother's Day description on photos he posted yesterday. So Thomas Massie's opponent, Ed Gillane or whatever his name is, he posts two pictures yesterday. And in the description box under the picture, he accidentally included the prompt from the AI. So instead of just saying, "Hey there, Kentucky, happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there," it says, "Here's your prompt for a Mother's Day statement from a politician seeking to win office in Kentucky. Hey there, moms. We love Kentucky moms." So, like, it's Thomas Massie, the real man who's born and raised in his district, who graduated from MIT and built his own house with his own hands and didn't even want to be a politician, but was already doing things, volunteering for free to fix some of the engineering at his local office, and decided to up his game and, you know, take his philanthropy to the congressional level. Like, literally exactly who the founders we expected and wanted to be the type of people to run our country, versus Ed Gallarane, who is basically an AIPAC creation, a manufactured golem from Miriam Adelson, who doesn't even write his own tweets or, you know, photo descriptions, and has AI doing it. So you basically have a literal fake. I mean, it might as well be Kermit the Frog. Might as well be voting for Kermit the Frog and whoever's got his hand up there, right? Like, it's not a real person. It's an AI creation. It's a manufactured placeholder. And yet he might win. And yet Thomas Massie is struggling, which is really like the greatest condemnation. Now, the good news here, the silver lining of this cloud, is either we show that at least in a, you know, the most blatant example, Americans will have the ability to not succumb to Israeli propaganda and actually support America Firsters. If he wins, that's a good thing. If he loses, Thomas Massie for president 2028. So there could be a silver lining to this cloud, but let's go now to Thomas Massie, clip 15. He says, here's my last positive ad for the final week of the campaign, where he beseeches and asks for his constituents to send him back to D.C. But I mean, even the tone of this ad almost sounds defeated, which is pathetic because that just means that a bunch of foreign oligarchs control our government, not us, which is obvious to anybody that's paying attention. But this really should be a final litmus test for whether that's true or not. Let's watch.
This is home. It always has been, and it always will be. It's where I grew up. It's where I met Rhonda. It's the place that taught us both the lessons that we need to head out into the world. Kentucky is the place that welcomed us back to raise our own family after we realized there's no place like it. There are little towns like this all over the district, and it's an honor to be the one you've entrusted to fight for and represent you in Washington. If you'd told me as a kid that I'd been the one that got to do it, I'd have never believed you. But now, I can't even imagine not being the one who got to do it. So thank you for the greatest honor imaginable. It's beyond humbling you've trusted me. Our nation and Kentucky have enormous challenges and problems. But after every visit back home to Kentucky, and talking with you and holding my grandchildren, I'm more renewed than ever to keep fighting. I'm Thomas Massie, and I approve this message. And if you'd let me, I'd be humbled to have your vote and trust again to keep fighting for Kentucky.
So May 19th, 2026 is how you can vote or when you can vote for Thomas Massie. So here's the Ed Galrain post. Here's your polished social media post for your usual campaign / community focused tone. Today, I had the opportunity to meet with folks at the Vanceburg Mayfest in Vanceburg, Kentucky. Can anybody confirm that was even there? I mean, was the picture AI? If you're going to use the AI for the comment, would you not just use it for the picture as well? Do we even need a real candidate? I mean, at this point, can we not have Miriam Adelson hit up some intern and be like, create a politician for me? And he can go to ChatGPT and go create an image of a Kentucky MAGA politician, and Ed Galrain will pop up on the screen. And then they can go, here's your new candidate. What does he believe? Whatever Grok tells him to believe. Why not? You might as well. So that's the question that's being asked with the Thomas Massie primary. Do we even care? We might. I mean, if Thomas Massie loses, that's a bellwether. That's a major bellwether. And it essentially means, like, yeah, you might as well have an AI puppet, non-existent person. Like, why not? Like, can we vote for Superman? How about that? How about Miriam Adelson can just pour tens of millions of dollars into an ad campaign to advertise all over Kentucky, telling them that this amazing candidate named Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, is going to be their elected leader, and apparently get a bunch of boomers to vote for him. He doesn't have to exist. He doesn't have to be a real thing. He doesn't have to be a human being with thoughts and ideas. All he has to be is a vessel for the Israelis, and he might actually win this contest. So that's our country, apparently. And as much as I appreciate the likes of, say, Rand Paul trying desperately to hold Anthony Fauci to account, we got headlines like this. Senator Rand Paul says a whistleblower's revelation about the COVID cover-up is coming as the American people want Fauci behind bars. What are you talking about? A whistleblower? Really? A whistleblower is going to reveal something. Okay. What could you possibly need from a whistleblower? What could you possibly need? What could they possibly tell you that is not readily apparent from absolutely everything we already know. We have Anthony Fauci collaborating with journalists and scientific journals, telling them to publish material to discredit the lab leak theory, and then in the emails saying you better delete these emails because it's like criminal what we're doing. What's the whistleblower going to come along and say that? We already know that. What are they going to say? It was created in Wuhan lab from gain of function? Yeah, we know. What's the whistleblower going to say? Ralph Baric admitted to working with the CIA in the creation of the virus, and then that man in particular, Baric, was sent to investigate the origins and came to the conclusion that it was a zoonotic spread, even though he knew otherwise, lying to all of us, setting back any legitimate attempt to confront, define, and eliminate the virus. What could the whistleblower possibly tell us, Rand? Are we going to launch another investigation? How many times do we have to have incontrovertible proof of what we know before somebody acts on it? He says, today is the day the DOJ must charge Fauci for lying under oath or lose the chance forever. This man oversaw gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab, lied to Congress about it repeatedly, and watched as you were called crazy for asking questions. The statute of limitations expires tomorrow. The American people have waited long enough for accountability. And it's not going to happen. But like I said before, okay, the statute of limitations for lying to Congress may have expired. What he lied to Congress about was that they created the virus that apparently, according to them, killed millions of people and destroyed the world economy and caused untold suffering to millions of people. What's the statute of limitations on that? It doesn't matter because he's never going to get charged because he was playing the role he was supposed to play and the people that helped him do it are still in power. See, the real thing to learn at this, as soon as we saw, you know, the email, like, you just have to understand that they're all in on it and that there is no hope of getting justice for this because they already know everything that they would need to arrest him and they're not arresting him. So again, the only thing to do now would be to expand the guilty label to everybody above Anthony Fauci. Like, this is the way this works. Just like if the judge and the police let out the murderer, it's the judge and the police, in addition to the murderer, who need to be held to account for it. If the government bodies that are responsible for maintaining law and order in this case have failed, they also need to be punished for their complicity and participation in the crimes against humanity. They should all be hung by the neck until dead. So, after a trial, after a Nuremberg-style trial, where we present all of the evidence that we already know and have already confirmed and already tell the exact story of what happened that is not up for debate, not disprovable because it's in their own words. I mean, what are we doing here? As much as I like Rand Paul, it's stuff like this. It's like, don't worry, a whistleblower is coming. Okay, and what's he going to tell us that we don't already know? We just have to punish these people. We have to get these people. That's it. It's the only answer. Again, we can talk more about the just unbelievable and inexplicable size of these data centers. We don't even really need to. It's things like this. Look at this image below. This isn't a statistical adjustment. This is literally the disappearance of our water supply. Between 2021 and 2025, Lake Corpus Christi has shriveled to a ghost of itself, currently sitting at a terrifying 8% capacity. We have officially 180 days. We are officially 180 days away from a total water emergency. The Harbor Island Desalination Plant was the only plan on the table to stop this clock, but the Texas Water Development Board just denied the funding, leaving the coastal bend to dry up while billions were diverted elsewhere. The state saw these exact maps and still chose to leave us behind. What do you think happens to a region when the state delays until the taps are already failing? I mean, that image, the image is incredible. This is 4 years. 4 years. It's gone from a lake to a pond. It's gone from a, you know, sizable body of water to nothing. I mean, that is astonishing. That's like Lake Errol, where they, you know, it's like you're mining and the whole lake disappears underground. But no, it's because they're building out neighborhoods for the foreigners to move into, and they're giving water to data centers, of which Texas is the state with the second most. We have hundreds and hundreds of data centers that all require our fresh water, and now we're building dozens and dozens, if not hundreds more in this state, that will require billions and billions of gallons of water, and we're sucking our lakes dry. This is what I mean, like, this is why I have trouble putting this into words. It's biblical what we're experiencing. The data centers will be the mark of the beast operating system. The data centers will be the tools by which they surveil and enslave us. We're building it out using all of the fresh water we have, some of the best and most, you know, expensive and valuable farming real estate is where it's being built. The pollution and even the noise pollution and the vibration pollution from these data centers will kill all of the animals in the surrounding area. And it's going to be using, every one of these data centers uses more power than entire cities. And we're building these for no other purpose than to enslave us. I cannot express that enough. The only way this could possibly be justified is if we were spending this much money and wasting this many resources because we were building like giant engines to push Earth out of the way of a comet or something, right? If this was an existential crisis and it was like there's a comet on its way to America or to Earth. It's going to destroy all life on Earth. It's a 100% certainty. The only possible thing we can do is put all of our resources and all of our fresh water and all of our population into a mission to just save us, save our lives. That's the type of thing that it would make sense to be upending all of the things that we've ever said about climate change or about pollution or any of this stuff. Not only are data centers not required for the continuing existence of our, you know, humanity itself, it's completely unnecessary. We don't need any more data centers at all, as far as I'm concerned. Frankly, I think too many people are on the internet. I think we could silo off America from the rest of the world, and the internet would improve a hell of a lot, and we wouldn't have to be the infrastructure operating for all these other countries. Where are the environmentalists? Where are the people concerned about this stuff? How are they eliminating gigantic lakes in Texas? There's not going to exist anymore, and everybody just goes along with it. And as I've said a million billion times before, they're doing it on purpose. I mean, they're whatever. I got distracted. I forgot what I was saying. This all sucks. It just all sucks. What are we supposed to say? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? To enslave you, to destroy you, because they hate you, because you resist them. That's it. That's the answer. So we should stop them. So we should come together and stop them. With everything that we've got, that is the existential crisis. Fury, as massive Georgia data center, uses 30 million gallons of water through secret unbilled pipes while residents suffer low pressure. This is what I mean. It's not just that they're using eminent domain and your tax dollars and all of this stuff. If they want it, if they think it's necessary for their continuing domination of humanity, they get it done. Nothing stands in the way. Nothing. Legitimate concerns about the way this land is being used, overridden. Genuine concern about the water being taken. Doesn't even come up because they don't even tell you they're taking the water. This story's crazy. Georgia residents were left outraged when they discovered a massive data center had been guzzling up to nearly 30 million gallons of water and never paying for it. They never paid for it. They did not tell the city utilities that they were hooking up this siphon out of the city supplies, and they stole 30 million gallons of water for their data center. Can you even fathom, like, can you even imagine what it would take to pull that off? How do you do that? How do you do that? Go try to get a city employee to let you, like, turn on a faucet at City Hall. Like, what? Who did they pay? Who did they bribe? Whose palms did they grease? Can you just go up to your local water utility and plug in a $30 million pipe and nobody says anything and nobody notices? What? The issue began last year when residents of the affluent subdivision of Annalise Park in Fayetteville noted their water pressure was unusually low. When the county utility then investigated the problem, officials discovered that developer Quality Technology Services had installed two industrial-scale water hookups to the approximately 6.2 million square foot data center campus located 20 miles south of downtown Atlanta. One of the water connections appeared to have been installed without anyone at the water utility knowing, while the other was not linked to the company's account, and it was therefore not being billed. What? It's a private equity company owned by Blackstone. Again, like, what am I supposed to say about this? They will fine you if you water your lawn 2 days in a row in some of these places. If you use an extra 3 gallons, they'll come write you a ticket because you're only supposed to water on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever it is. Meanwhile, Blackstone Private Equity Group somehow, again, explain to me how this happens. How do you connect an industrial water hookup to the city utility without anybody knowing? What sort of knowledge do you have to pull that off? How could you possibly pull this off? That's the Atlanta city utilization, but I don't think this was the Fayette County water system. The company's massive water usage only came to light last week when resident James Clifton obtained the 2025 letter to QTS from public records request and posted it on Facebook. It wasn't even the authorities that discovered it. It was the people that had to point this out. Jeez.
I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning. But I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. And yes, folks, Trump's aging in reverse. Amazing. Wow, amazing. Incredible. Anyway, they're stealing all of our water. The crew was just looking up 30 million gallons, something like 900,000, or was it 95,000 households worth of water? So, you know, this was at a time when they were literally being told to scale back their own water usage. Quote, we get this notification from Fayette County Water System saying you need to stop watering your lawns to help conserve water, said Clifton, a local attorney who's now running for county office. So the first thing they do is lean on individuals and the citizens to stop water consumption. When we have QTS, that's absolutely draining us. Most months, it's number one consumer of water in the county. Not even paying for it. Somehow get a industrial hookup to the city utility without the city knowing about it. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Let's go down to clip number 18. This is Cumberland County, New Jersey. They say they can't even wash their clothes or drink their tap water because of the new Meta data center. But hey, you know, how else are you going to, you know, feed propaganda AI videos to boomers? Okay, this is necessary. Sure, it's taking all the water. Sure, Nobody wants it. Causes crazy noise. The light pollution. It kills all the animals around it. The vibrations make livestock go completely insane and hurt themselves. And they're all underweight and they don't produce milk because of the state of constant anxiety they're kept in from the underlying low-frequency hum that emerges from data centers. And look, all of these things sound terrible and bad. And they are. But in exchange, we get there's got to be something. I mean, if we're giving up our water and we're giving up our peace of mind, in some cases, people are being compelled to give up their childhood homes they were raised and born in. Their entire neighborhoods are being destroyed to facilitate this. In exchange, we get something, right? I'm sure. Certainly, there should probably be something that we are receiving for the incredible expenditure that we're outputting. But nope, there's actually nothing. Don't know how many times I can reiterate this, but should really think about what that means. Let's go to clip 18 now.
My name's Rhiannon. I live in... So just a few miles from where this data center is going to be put up. And I also did not know that this was happening until 2-3 weeks ago, which is interesting because I'm all over this issue. First thing I just wanted to know is if anybody in my community here tonight is in support of a data center in Cumberland County.
No.
Also interesting to me, I want to read some quotes from some people who live in communities that have already put up data centers. Quote, I've been here 81 years. I can't stay here. Quote, my mom has been here her whole life, 82 years. She's not happy about it, but she does want to leave. Quote, my neighbor was washing my clothes and messed up a whole load of whites because it came out stained from that brown water. A conversation between a journalist and a resident. Do you feel like it's safe to drink? No, I buy water. Have they addressed that? No, they haven't. Have you gotten any information at all? No, none at all. Quote, this is my water pressure in my kitchen. A trickle. Quote, this is where I fill my buckets to flush my toilet. Quote, I can't breathe at home. It smells like gas outside. Quote, you know when you light your stove and the gas seeps with that little ticking noise? That's what it smells like. Quote, my electric and gas bill is more than my car payment. Quote, the light pollution is we don't have to have a nightlight in the house. You can walk around the house at night and see everything. It's that bright. And my favorite quote, a lawyer for Microsoft. Quote, nobody really wants a data center in their backyard. I don't want a data center in my backyard. Data centers, once they're operational, don't bring a lot of jobs. So how do data centers impact communities? Jobs, a few dozen specialized jobs, usually hiring remotely. Electric, bill increases, extreme added burden on the grid. Air quality, increased ER visits due to asthma, COPD, and other breathing issues. Water, loss of water pressure in homes, water tainted with sediment, unsafe to drink, aquifer strain, which, by the way, South Jersey already has issues with our aquifer due to overusage and multiple years of droughts in the summer. Cumberland County is the poorest county in New Jersey. This isn't happening to help our county. It's happening to take advantage of our county. These data centers are only popping up in the poorest communities in our countries because the wealthy people do not want them. They make people sick. They steal our resources, water pollution, air pollution, noise and light pollution. And what do we get in return? Because it ain't jobs. Three counties in Indiana have put a moratorium on building data centers. Several in Georgia, Missouri, Illinois, Arizona, across the country, communities are protecting themselves from this poison. Are we going to allow it in Cumberland County? I want to ask the council, where will you go when the water stops flowing out of your faucets? Where will you go? Where will you go when the air smells like gas and makes you sick? Will you look around for a community whose leaders had the spine to say no to these billionaires? Or Or will you stay in Cumberland County and offer your children what is left of it to inherit? Thank you.
So it really is a good question. I would love if we could like compel some of these like city councilors to actually explain their reasoning, because I've never heard it answered. Why would we want this? What is it doing for us? What is the benefit for us? Stupid question to ask, honestly, because there is no benefit, because everything happening to us is just an attack, right? It's kind of absurd for me to even ask the question. It's like asking, well, you just slugged me as hard as you could in the stomach. What was for me in that? You know, why did you do that? You know, explain to me the benefit of that to me. There's no benefit. You just got slugged in the stomach. That's what happened. You got attacked. It's like, okay, but can you explain how the attack is actually a benefit for me? It's not. It's not. It's just an attack. It's not beneficial for you. Now, sometimes the attacks will be presented as beneficial for you, but they aren't. They never are. So, you know, they might say that this will bring jobs, but they don't. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you're a white nation, if you're a nation of majority European people, you're under attack. You're under attack from the data centers. You're under attack from the climate change agenda that's gutting your industry from the inside out. You're under attack from the foreign hordes that are routinely invited into your country by people that hate your country and want you destroyed. And I've got videos of Alfonso Goncalves in Portugal, you know, dealing with this. Indians in Portugal are moving in, taking over whole chunks of the country, getting grants from the government to start businesses, hiring only their ethnic compatriots, Indian people, and if you try to stop them, they attack you. It's happening all over the world. What's the benefit for the Portuguese? There isn't one. There's not one. They might say that it's about your pensions, but then they all go on welfare and they don't put any money into the pension plan, so it's not that. They could say it's a falling birth rate. Well, if the Portuguese have a falling birth rate, the Bangladeshis having more kids does not solve that problem. I don't know what else to tell you about that. We're under attack from the censorship and the manipulation on that front. It's just attack after attack after attack. So maybe that's the thing we have to get over. We have to get over the idea that this stuff is even comprehensible as a positive in any possible way. It's all negative. That's why they're doing it. They hate you. And every piece of this is just another part in the global genocide against white people. That's it. That's all it is. That's all that's happening here. It's not that complicated. Shouldn't actually be confusing why they won't answer. It's just the confusing part is that they're not even trying to provide an answer. That's why I say it with the data centers, because one would think that they would have something to offer to these people as a reason, as an excuse. Well, sure, you're going to have to give up your childhood home, but, you know, a bunch of high-paying jobs are going to come in. Nope, that's not going to happen. Okay, but if we have this data center, then we'll have, you know, leverage, and we can use it against the state government to get more funding for schools or like whatever it does. And the thing is, like, if they're so desperate to build these data centers, you could actually use that leverage. At the very least, you could go, look, you can build the data center here, but we need $10 million a year for our education system. We need $20 million a year to fix our roads. We want you to build us a new stadium. I mean, if it's so, you know, important that we build all of these, they won't even try to offer the locals something. They're just doing it and saying F you if you oppose it. Why? Why are we letting them get away with this? And why are we not recognizing the universal nature of these attacks that are also just unbelievably obvious? Because then you've got the stuff on top of it. Then you've got the fact that there's a mysterious pattern of gigantic wildfires taking out a ton of natural land in exactly the location that they want to build the data centers. And one thing when you look into this, kind of like when you look into anything at these higher levels, like this is why it's important to understand things like the Epstein files and understand the type of people we're talking about. So you can really understand, fully embrace the fact that the people we're talking about are psychotics. They're cannibals. They're murderous. They do not care about human beings. If anything, they despise human beings. Nothing is outside of the realm of possibility for them because there is no length to which they will not go to achieve their goals. And they don't have to listen to anybody else about anything. Oh, environmental concerns? Well, it'll stop you from having a backyard garden. You'll get fined for watering your lawn. They get to get away with it. They get to do whatever the hell they want. Because at the end of the day, they see themselves as being at war with you. And these are warfare attacks against you. And as soon as you see it in that perspective, it's all kind of obvious, isn't it? I mean, if you're in a fort and there's a line of tanks firing shells at you, do you sit there and go, what's in this for me? What's the argument? Why should I go along with this? They don't need you to go along with it. They want you to die. And if you resist, they'll single you out for destruction before anybody else. So again, as you look at all this stuff happening around the world, just we've got to stop asking the question, why is this happening to us? And just recognize that it's all an attack. Is this the global blackout stuff, or is this the build out of all the data centers all over the world? From Natural News, from Health Ranger Mike Adams. And he, of course, has also come out with images showing the raft, the shocking rise, the inexplicable coincidence of all of these oil refineries going up in smoke all around the world. I've got two examples from today. Massive explosion rocked the Chalmette refinery near New Orleans. 189,000 barrels a day of capacity now offline. Add it to the Chevron refinery in California earlier this week. U.S. refining capacity is taking hit after hit at the worst possible time. We actually have video of this, clip 10 here. So here's the Chalmette refinery in New Orleans. We can watch that. Okay, goes up in a column of black smoke. They say this is in addition to that Chevron refinery in California earlier this week. And then as of 1 hour ago, from Raw Alerts on X, numerous emergency crews are responding after a large explosion sparked a massive fire at a refinery plant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Numerous emergency crews and firefighters are on the scene after a large explosion occurred at the HF Sinclair refinery plant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Massive flames and thick black smoke could be seen rising from the facility for miles. With multiple explosions reportedly heard in the area, officials say that the cause of the explosion remains unknown at this time. At least one vehicle has been burned, though no injuries have been reported so far. Okay, so add those to the list. Add those to the already sizable list of refineries in Mexico and America, here in Texas, a couple of them in Oklahoma, Louisiana, California. They're all just exploding. They're all just exploding. And each one of these will be reported on by the local media, who will blame it on an accident or an electric fire or an unknown cause. And then it will go away and it'll never be covered in the national. Do you need a national media outlet to draw lines connecting these events, or are you a human being with a brain? Do you need the mainstream media to lay out for you that there is a pattern occurring here, that there is a circumstance that is suspicious and probably has a malevolent cause behind it? Do you need the bad guys in the media to spell this out for you, or are you capable of basic pattern recognition? Because it feels like if the media isn't telling us that these refineries are being destroyed as part of a concerted sabotage movement, either from people in our own government, who, again, this is like in line with what they're doing governmentally or industrially. It's just happening in a sabotage method. But if they could shut these things down by force of the government, they'd do that. Maybe just setting a bomb is a convenient, more efficient way to go about this. And you've got this from Concerned Citizen on X, clip 6. We can run that as B-roll. This clip of the Florida Everglades fire from this morning was taken from a plane. Expert analysis details that the perfectly straight lines of fire rectangle form an area which will perfectly fit a large data center. Well, what do you know? What do you know? From March 11th, 2026, large data centers being built in the Florida Everglades. Now, I get that, you know, wildfires happen. Who's to say that this perfectly straight line that looks like a AI image in and of itself isn't natural? Maybe it is. Maybe. But think about what you already know about these people. Think about what they're already willing to do right out in the open. Are you really so convinced that these people wouldn't start forest fires? I mean, it again, it's just like a they'll use eminent domain to destroy your entire neighborhood and steal your childhood home. Why not just burn it down in the process? Why not just sort of, you know, get rid of all the bureaucracy and the having to pay people for their, I mean, you could make bank off of this stuff. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't they? What would stop them? Their moral compunction, that doesn't exist. The law serves them. Why wouldn't they? This is the type of stuff they can get away with. Massive explosion rocks the Chalmette refinery. The state of upstate New York right now, it's becoming a commercial solar wasteland, all for the form of energy that only converts to 15% of its annual potential in this climate. This is a money laundering scheme between New York, Kathy Hochul, and foreign renewable corporations cashing in on millions in green energy subsidies and credits. Those credits, they're subsidized using your taxpayer dollars and delivery charges on your electricity bill. We need the federal government to intervene in New York State yesterday, but of course the federal government is on board with all of this. This is the tweet that corresponded with that young girl talking about her childhood home being destroyed, Ansley's Garden on X, on TikTok rather. The government is preparing to seize homes and land using eminent domain for the construction of a data center in Coweta County, Georgia. This American's childhood home is being taken by force by Georgia Power. Homeowners in this county will not have a choice. It affects over 330 private properties. Georgia Power says it will negotiate purchases and easement and use eminent domain. Georgia Power claims it's to strengthen the grid for the growing energy demands in Georgia. Due to many new data centers, the lines are widely linked to Project SAIL, a massive proposed hyperscale data center campus that will span 829 acres. So again, I don't know what else to tell you other than you're just like, we're just under attack at every level, in every possible way, in every form they can manage to get their hands on. And it's not going to end until we stop them. And it really is as simple as that. That's it. You have to stop them. We have to stop them. Meanwhile, we're going to be constantly getting pushback from psychopaths who have bought into all the propaganda that tells them they're evil. And we have a lot of this. But let's go. I never played these videos. Let's go to clip 21 and 22 here. These are Dutch natives were protesting against 240 foreigners being dumped into their small town. And this is the way the Dutch police treat the Dutch citizens who are peacefully protesting against the importation of hundreds and hundreds of hostile foreigners, rapists, murderers, and criminals. But God forbid you simply try to express to the government that this is against your interest and not what you want for your town. Here's how the cops will treat you. Clip 21.
Hey, Vic! Hey!
There you go. Hauling a guy down. It's a young Dutch man. Boot on the neck. Here come the big tough Dutch police. Hey, you're not allowed to film this young kid getting roughed up. Here he is with a billy club. bashing him. How dare you oppose colonization in your own backyard? So again, this is the problem. You've got governments that are against their own people, working with NGOs that are importing foreigners, and the cops just go along with it. And God only knows what type of propaganda has been fed to these cops, or if they believe in what they're doing, or if they're just compartmentalized and don't even understand what they're engaged in. But there's something really, really sick and disturbing about these Dutch police officers beating the crap out of Dutch citizens because they're in the way of van after van after van of dudes from Afghanistan or Bengali or wherever the hell else they scoop up this detritus to dump in Amsterdam. And if you live next door and say no thank you, the police are there with a billy club to break your jaw so you can't say that anymore. I mean, it's ruthless, it's brutal, it's disgusting, and it's a sign to you of what's necessary to stop this pattern. It's violence. Violence will stop it. Nothing else works. Do you understand? Because that's the lesson they're teaching you. Am I wrong? What are you going to do? Protest? They beat you with a billy club. Vote? They don't care. Get media attention on it? They'll ban you and throw you in prison for talking about it. There's only one solution. It's violence. And guess what? That's what the migrants do. Why do you think the UK government doesn't try to stop it when there are gangs of migrants wandering around with clubs beating the crap out of any white English person they see? Walking around with golf clubs, just savagely smashing the head of innocent people. Why doesn't the UK put a stop to that? Because it's gangs of young men walking around with clubs, bashing people in the head, and they don't want to get bashed in the head, so they just let them do it. Now, you got to be smart. Violence has to be overwhelming. But that's the solution. That's the answer. It's the only answer. It's the only thing that's going to work. And until we recognize that we're under attack and then fight back with sufficient violence, this is just going to keep happening. So I don't support violence, which is why I'm desperate for these governments to stop forcing this on everybody. But there's only one thing that's worse than violence, and that's losing without a fight. So violence is the second worst thing to happen, but not the first. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. Stay with us.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm. And right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, and you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel anytime. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.